Leela Singh, your podcast host, and I'd like to welcome you to the My Brand HQ podcast, all things personal branding for career acceleration. This podcast is for talented, ambitious career professionals like you who are wanting to be perceived as a thought leader, to be top of mind to those that matter, and to make an impact and stand out, be that in your team, your organization, or your industry, and to be inspired by other successful leaders. I will be interviewing high-achieving career professionals who have carved out a successful career in their field and are open to sharing their career journey, their challenges, their learnings and insights with you, someone who is looking to establish your personal brand and accelerate your career. Through my personal branding and coaching practice, I enable career professionals, primarily in the technology industry, to earn more money, to increase their salary. In fact, I spoke to all of my past clients that I've worked with over several years and learned that actually, overall, they've received an average of 47% increase in their package. Wouldn't that be a great place to be? They've also all achieved at least one, if not more, promotions or moved on to a higher level in their career at another organization. And they're looking to advance their career while showing up as the best version of themselves. If this sounds like you, then do reach out to me and let's have a chat. And why do I do this? Well, during my corporate career spanning 25 years, I quickly realized that hard work alone was not enough to get me to where I wanted to be and the success that I strive for. And my belief is that hard work, coupled with creating and establishing a strong personal brand, can both influence and accelerate your career and get you to where you want to be. In this week's show, I want to share with you a recent episode from My Brand TV, where we talk about adapting your career strategy. And I pose this question for you. Do you need to adapt your career strategy? There's a great quote from Marshall Goldsmith where he says, "What got you here won't get you there." Have you been doing the same thing for a period of time and realizing that it no longer works for you or is no longer moving you forward? Because oftentimes we believe that what worked for us previously should give us the same results every time, until it doesn't, which means that it's time for a different approach. So join me on this episode where I will be sharing with you some questions for you to consider, some perspectives for you to visit in order that you can revisit your strategy and adapt to change, so that you're no longer doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same results, as defined by Einstein as the definition of insanity. So head over and hear what I have to say. So today's topic is all about adapting your career strategy. And the reason I'm sharing this is because what got you here to where you are right now won't get you to where you want to be. There's a quote from Marshall Goldsmith where he says, "What got you here won't get you there." And here's the thing. This is something that I realized early on in my career, is that what had worked for me up to a point wasn't going to get me further along to where I wanted to be. And that's why I needed to look at, what do I need to do differently? So what are examples of that? It could be that right now you keep your head down and you work really hard, me really early on in my career, and yet you're feeling that you're getting overlooked, you're not getting the promotions, people aren't recognizing you, you can't move forward, maybe you're just feeling stuck and you don't know what to do. Perhaps you've been applying for promotions or a new role in a new organization and you're not succeeding, you're getting held back, you're getting the rejections, and you keep trying doing the same thing and getting the same result. Or maybe you're building a wide network, so you've got a really good network of people around you, yet you're lacking confidence in the workplace. Maybe it's confidence in yourself, confidence in your work, your ability to do well, whatever might be going on for you. So it's about understanding where the gaps are and what you can do differently. What got you here won't get you there. Have you been doing the same thing for a period of time? Let me ask you that. And realizing that it no longer works for you or is no longer moving you forward. In which case, What are you going to do differently? Because oftentimes we believe that what worked for us previously should give us the same results every time, until it doesn't. And we've all been there in some area of our life, whether it's our career, our health, our relationships. And in the past, it's always worked. And now it just isn't working anymore. A great example for me personally is in my health. So, you know, 10, 15 years ago, what was working for me then in keeping me in shape and keeping me fit and healthy is no longer as effective as it was. So I now need to look at doing things differently. So it's about understanding and adapting to what does work at any point in time, because we can fall into a trap of thinking, well, this has always worked for me. So whether it's advancing in your career, whether it's improving your health and well-being, maybe it's in a relationship that you're in with your partner, and you've always done the same kind of thing and it's always worked, and then suddenly it doesn't and things have changed and you're like, well, I don't know what's changed. It must be the other person. What do they need to do different, or what's going on outside externally of me that needs to change? And here's the thing. Actually, the ultimate change comes from you. It comes from within. So it's about now stopping and looking at, okay, what do I need to do differently to create the change that I want? We need to look at adapting. So ultimately, it's time for a different approach. So it may be that you've tried various strategies and you've tweaked them and you've adapted them, and you maybe asked for input and from help, and it's still not working. You're still getting the same results, which aren't moving you forward. And then it means it's time to explore a different strategy. And it doesn't mean that what you were doing was wrong or it was bad. It simply means it doesn't work for you anymore. It no longer serves you. And it could be that you're seeing other people implementing the same strategies and they're working for them, and yet they're not working for you. And that's okay. It just simply means it's time to adapt. It's time for you to explore a different strategy or what you can do differently. There's a quote from Einstein, which is, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same results. And what we don't want to be doing is falling into that trap. So we want to be having that level of awareness that prevents us from falling into that situation and actually taking a step back and now revisiting your strategy. So here's some questions to consider. First of all, what have you been doing that isn't working or that hasn't been working? So take some time to reflect on that and assess what you've been doing that maybe has worked in the past or that somebody else is doing that's working for them, but is no longer working for you. So what have you been doing that isn't working? And then you want to ask yourself, what have you not tried already? And before you say, oh, I've tried everything, no, I can absolutely guarantee that you haven't. There will always be more that you can do. And a big part of that is where I'm going to take this conversation shortly, about focusing on ourselves, because it's very easy to consider that, oh, well, management's changed or policies have changed or they've restructured and that's why I'm not getting the promotion. But actually, it's that in that case, it's time to look at yourself, because we don't want to just be blaming things that we have no control over. Because as you may have heard me say before, we have way more control over our situation, our experiences than we realize. The next question to ask yourself is, what can you do differently? What can you do differently from what you have been doing before? And again, this requires you to start thinking about change. Change from you, that comes from you, change that comes from within. And oftentimes this will make you uncomfortable and you'll feel the resistance, and that's okay. Think about fun things where you feel a bit of resistance. Maybe it's a bungee jump or climbing a mountain and something you maybe have not done before that you're challenging yourself with. Of course you're going to feel resistance because it's new, it's different, it's change. And it's the same when it comes to your career and your personal life. At times you will feel that resistance because it's something new, it's maybe making you uncomfortable, there's a bit of fear going on, so you will experience that resistance. So think about what you haven't tried in relation to that, that you could implement, that you could do differently to create the change that you want, to create those new experiences. So what is it that you can do differently? And then ask yourself, what is it that you need to overcome? So for example, it might be habits or thoughts that you're having that are holding you back, because more often than not, the limitations that we experience are limitations that we place on ourselves. It's not limitations that are outside of us. A lot of it is the habits that we have or the habits that we don't have, and it's the thoughts that we have. And again, this is something I see with my clients all of the time, is a lot of those thoughts are thoughts that we're not even aware of. We're not realizing the self-talk, what we're telling ourselves or what we're believing, that is actually causing those limitations for us. So this is why I want you to take some time out. If you're feeling that you are stuck and things aren't working for you in terms of moving your career forward, what is it that you need to do differently? And here's the thing, we often go into excuse mode or blame mode, and it's so easy to do. It's human behavior to find reasons outside of us that are outside of our control that are to blame, which means we're going into a victim mode of blaming. And that can be excuses. So blaming, for example, people around us or the company, the change in management, our boss, our team, the work that we're doing, the client. We can use excuses all the time. And those excuses are a great example of what is holding you back, because you're creating that limitation for yourself. Another thing we can do is cling to the past of what was and how things used to be, and the fact that things have now changed and it all worked well then, but it no longer works. Okay, that may be true. So what is it you can do differently to change your reality, to change your experience? Something else is not listening. So not listening, firstly, to yourself, to that self-talk, to that inner dialogue, the way that we often beat ourselves up rather than giving ourselves compassion. We're very hard on ourselves. So are you listening to what you're telling yourself? Because what you're telling yourself could be, play a big part in what is holding you back. And also listening to the people around you who you trust, who value you and who want to see you do well. Are you listening to them and heeding their guidance, their advice? Something else is passing judgment. It's very, very quick to pass judgment. And something I've spoken about before in a previous live is making assumptions as well. So we make assumptions about people, about situations, behaviors, and we quickly pass judgment. And actually by letting go of that and not judging and having compassion for other people and understanding that everyone is doing the best that they can with the resources they have available to them at that point in time, whether that be their beliefs, their past experiences, whatever they've been through, that is directly influencing the way that people are behaving. So letting go of judgment, letting go of the assumptions that it's so easy for us to make, can change our entire experience of life. What else is there? Taking things personally. And I spoke about this last week when I spoke about not letting other people's opinions define you. So letting go of taking things personally. We don't want to be doing that. We want to recognize that a lot of what is said to us, particularly when it's derogatory or it's critical or it just doesn't make us feel good, particularly then, is it's not about us. It's not about you personally. A lot of it is coming from where that person who is sharing that message is at that point in time. So they might be feeling in fear. They might be having insecurities, maybe around their job or their ability to do their job, how good they are, or they feel threatened by you. It could be a number of things going on for them, which means it's about them. It's not about you. So remembering not to take things personally. And in fact, the last two points I've mentioned, so not making assumptions and not taking things personally. There was a great book, which I've recommended several times now. It's called The Four Agreements. It's a very short book to read, worth checking out. It's on Audible and on Amazon. And it has the four agreements, and two of them are, one is not to make assumptions and one is to not take things personally. Very insightful, very eye-opening. It's definitely worth a read. The other thing is not taking responsibility. So all, these are all things that we do that aren't helping us. So not taking responsibility for ourselves. Again, it comes back to the blame, the excuses, of what we can't control, because of course that's far easier. It's far easier to blame the things that we can't control for the situation or the circumstances that we're in. When in fact, by taking responsibility and no longer blaming, whether not blaming ourselves and not blaming other people, but just taking that responsibility, listening to ourselves, to our self-talk and to what's being said around us that serves us, letting go of that judgment, letting go of making assumptions and not taking things personally. All of these things are critical, critical for us to really move forward. Now note that none of these things are specific tactics and strategies. This is all about you. And as I mentioned earlier, about working on yourself, developing your self-awareness, because there are inordinate amounts of strategies and tactics out there for advancing your career. You know, whether it's your LinkedIn profile, it's improving your CV or sharing better examples in an interview. You know, I talk about the way that you carry yourself, your presence, the way that you show up, your communication style. All of these things are all very, very important. But that's all well and good. Whatever's going on inside, within, is what's going to hold you back the most. So these are things I'm sharing with you today that I really want to take on board, is what is it that you can consider? What is it you can do differently to enable you to really move forward? So let me just summarize that. Revisit your strategy. Ask yourself, what have you been doing that isn't working? What is it that you've not tried? And the answer is not that you've tried everything, because there will be things that you haven't tried. So what is it that you've not tried yet? What can you do differently? This is where now you're taking responsibility. And what is it that you need to overcome? So is it the thoughts that you have, the self-talk? Is it the habits or the lack of habits, the fear, the insecurities, the judgment, other people's opinions? What is it that you need to overcome to enable you to do things differently so that you can move forward? And the big thing here for you to take away today is adapting to change. You want to be able to adapt to change. So what do I mean by that? What I mean is building on developing your level of self-awareness. This is where we talk about personal growth. It's about really tuning into yourself. And this is a huge piece of work. It's not a 5-minute thing at all, but it's something that's ongoing. Even for me now, you know, I've been working on this for years, and yet there's always things I recognize in myself, behaviors, thoughts that aren't serving, that I get to adjust to adapt to. And this comes from building in those habits of self-awareness, of checking in with yourself, of what's going on for you, what you're saying, what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and just becoming more aware of your subconscious. It's about, so when I talk about adapting to change, what else is it? It's also about new approaches, new perspectives. So being open and receptive to new approaches, to new perspectives. It's being able to embrace change, and change is something which a lot of people shy away from because it feels uncomfortable, it's new, it's the unknown, it's uncertainty, it's uncomfortable. So all of those things, it's about embracing that. Because when we embrace that change, we will have a better experience. And as I said, there are tactics, there are strategies, but you want to combine that with the work on your self-reflection, exploration of yourself, of, again, going back to the original questions I shared, what have you been doing that hasn't been working? But not just the tactics and strategies, it's about the way that you're showing up, the thoughts that you're having about yourself. A simple example, I was speaking to someone just last week who has been applying for promotions and not getting them, and had a conversation coming up after we spoke that day about an opportunity. And the first thing she said was, well, I'm not going to get it anyway because I've tried so many times. And guess what? She didn't. Now, all I'm saying there is that's the thoughts that we're having. If we don't have that belief, if we don't have that focus, we don't have that certainty on A, what it is we want, but more importantly, why, and having that level of commitment and determination that we will do anything to get that. We will work on ourselves. We will open our perspectives to what's new, to what we can do differently. If you don't have that, you're going to struggle. And I see it over and over again. So it's really, really important to look at all the holistic view of the situation you're in. So it's not only improving your LinkedIn, your CV and your presentation skills, it's also about what's going on inside of you. And that there's so much information out there now. We're bombarded with it. There are books you can read. I just recommended one to you, The Four Agreements. Definitely worth a read. So there's lots of books out there. There's YouTube videos. There's so much content, whether it's here on LinkedIn or Facebook, on Instagram. There's a lot of information out there. There's blogs that are written, articles that will help you to open up your eyes to what is possible for you once you start to take that responsibility, once you start to hone that self-awareness, that really tune in with yourself so that you can actually... In fact, those strategies will become so much easier and more natural for you to implement, because the way you show up is everything. And the way you show up isn't just the way that you dress. It's not only about the presence that you have. It's about what's going on in here. And that's so, so important. So this is where I talk about adapting your strategy, adapting your approach, and remembering that what got you here today is not going to get you to where you want to be. We need to adapt all of the time and embrace that change. And I can share a recent example with you of that, which is in terms of my business and a mentor that I've been working with for a while and implementing certain strategies, which for me, I don't feel were working. They're very successful for others. I've seen other people succeed using those strategies, but for me, they didn't feel right. They didn't really work for me. I followed it all through, but it wasn't really a landing for me, and it wasn't landing with my ideal clients either. So I've revisited my strategy. I've chosen to adapt and do something different, something that perhaps is slightly outside of my comfort zone or what I'm used to. And I'm already seeing the shift in the results for me. So this works for me, and I'm now getting comfortable with it. But the point I'm making is, if I wasn't open to change, if I wasn't open to adapting and looking at, okay, what have I done that's worked well? What isn't working for me? What is it I need to do differently? You know, what have I tried that didn't work? And what is it that I need to change within myself to get a better outcome, to get a better result? And I've done that for myself within my business particularly, and also during the last year on my health. Because again, what worked for me 10 years ago isn't as effective as it is now, because I'm older and therefore I need to do things differently. So my invitation to you today is to really think about the strategies that you're adapting right now that may not be working for you. Ask yourself and explore what isn't working. What is it you can do differently? And as I said, there's loads of information out there. There is my playbook, which you can grab a copy of. The link is in the comments. I have podcasts that come out every couple of weeks, whether it's me talking about various topics, as well as amazing, incredible guests from the technology industry who I've had guests on my podcast who share about their journey, their challenges, and how they've overcome those to achieve the success that they have. So again, there's content out there for you in all different forms. And for me, it's always been about having a coach, because a coach is not there to be your friend. The coach is there to challenge you. A coach will invite you to explore those new perspectives. They're like your rear view mirror reflecting back to you. And oftentimes we don't see what is right in front of us. And a coach can be there to open your eyes to what is really being said, to what you're really saying. Is it your truth or is it a belief? Is it something that is holding you back that you're not even realizing? And a lot of that comes from our subconscious, because our subconscious thoughts create our reality. And when we're not aware of what's going on for us, having someone who can see past what you're actually saying intuitively to really get clear on what's going on for you can assist you and help you to let go of those limitations and move you forward. Because those oftentimes is the limitations we put on ourselves that are holding us back. So that's my invitation to you, is to really start to work on your own personal growth, your self-awareness, And as I said, there's loads of information out there. There's information that I share and many other people share as well. And maybe consider, if you're really stuck and you've been trying hard and not moving forward, is do you need to get yourself a coach, someone who's going to be your accountability, who's going to call you out and challenge you on what I call the BS stories that we tell ourselves that create our limitations, and reflect back to you like a mirror on the things. It's almost like your blind spot, because here's the thing. I speak to a lot of people who are thinking about having a coach, but they're not sure. And then when I share things with them, a lot of times they'll say, oh, but I know that. I know all of that. But here's the thing I'll challenge you on. We all know what the right foods are to eat. We all know that we need to exercise daily. Okay, we all know that we need to have a certain amount of sleep. But yet, who actually does all of that? We know it all, but yet we are still get personal trainers or follow programs because we need that guidance. We want to have that new perspective. We want new ideas and to see things differently. We want to be challenged. That's why we'll get a trainer, a personal trainer, for example, to help us improve our fitness and our well-being. But we know everything. And it's the same with personal growth. I hear so many people, they can recite books on this stuff, but they're not implementing it. They're not integrating it and they're not taking it on. So my invitation to you is to ask yourself, how can I really integrate that personal growth journey, that information that I know, but I don't just necessarily bring into my day-to-day life? So what is it you can do differently? And as I said, reach out to me if you'd love to have a chat about it. I'm more than happy to have a conversation with you and explore how I might be able to assist you. And there's absolutely no obligation. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, then please do subscribe to the show so you don't miss any future episodes. And remember to leave a review telling us about your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on the importance of personal branding when it comes to your career advancement. And also ensure that others can benefit from these invaluable insights from many inspirational leaders. I will be eternally grateful. And if you are looking to earn more money, to get promoted, to secure your next role and advance your career, and would like me to support you personally on that journey to get you there, then reach out to me and let's arrange a chat. Alternatively, why don't you check out my personal branding launchpad, a group training and mentoring program. Finally, if you'd like to connect with me directly, then do reach out and direct message me on LinkedIn. You can find the link as well as any other resources mentioned in the show notes. I'll see you next time.